Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 185 for July 8th. MacBook Air with M2 order start. And Apple introduces lockdown mode coming to new operating systems. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can enable you to work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will discuss the start of ordering today of the all-new MacBook Air with M2 and Apple's introduction of lockdown mode. We'll cover both of these topics and more. Let's go to the show. The all-new MacBook Air with M2 is available to order starting today, Friday, July 8th. If you want one of these machines and are on the fence and expect it anytime soon, my recommendation is you need to order soon. I am fully expecting shipment dates to start being pushed out and in-store stocks to be minimal. The new MacBook Air takes this laptop to the next level. With an all-new strikingly thin design and even more performance, MacBook Air also features a 13.6-inch Liquid Retina display, a 1080-pixel FaceTime HD camera, 4-speaker sound system, up to 18 hours of battery life, and MagSafe charging. It is now available in 4 finishes: Silver, Space Gray, Midnight, and Starlight. Let's continue with talking about some of the significant features, starting inside with the M2 chipset. The M2 is the second generation of Apple's M series chips and extends the remarkable features of M1. With industry-leading power efficiency, the unified memory architecture, and custom technologies, this new chip brings even more performance and capabilities to Apple's MacBook Air. M2 features a next-generation 8-core CPU with advancements in both performance and efficiency cores, along with Apple's next-generation GPU, which now has up to 10 cores, 2 more than M1. M2 delivers 100 gigabytes per second of unified memory bandwidth and supports up to 24 gigabytes of fast unified memory, so it can handle even larger and more complex workloads with ease. Designed to dramatically speed up video workflows, M2 also adds a next-generation media engine and a powerful ProRes video engine for hardware-accelerated encode and decode, so systems with M2 will be able to play back more streams of 4K and 8K video than before. MacBook Air with M2 starts at $1,199 US and $1,099 for education discount. If you would like our full review of the new MacBook Air, it was previously featured in Mac Minutes Podcast episode 181. Moving on to our second story, this week Apple also announced its introduction of lockdown mode, the first major capability of its kind, coming this fall with iOS 16, iPadOS 16, and macOS Ventura. Lockdown mode is an extreme, optional protection for the small number of users who face grave, targeted threats to their digital security. It'll be one of those features we need to know about, especially for those who use our Apple hardware for sensitive information. Lockdown mode offers an extreme, optional level of security for the very few users who, because of who they are or what they do, may be personally targeted by some of the most sophisticated digital threats. Turning on lockdown mode in iOS 16, iPadOS 16, and macOS Ventura further hardens device defenses and strictly limits certain functionalities, sharply reducing the attack surface that potentially could be exploited by highly targeted mercenary spyware. At launch, lockdown mode includes the following protections. In messages, most message attachment types other than images are blocked. Some features like link previews are disabled. In web browsing, certain complex web technologies like just-in-time JavaScript compilation are disabled unless the user excludes a trusted site from lockdown mode. In Apple services, incoming invitations and service requests including FaceTime calls, are blocked if the user has not previously sent the initiator a call or request. Next, wired connections with a computer or accessory are blocked when iPhone is locked. And last is configuration profiles cannot be installed and the device cannot enroll into mobile device management while lockdown mode is turned on. Apple said they will continue to strengthen lockdown mode and add new protections to it over time. To invite feedback and collaboration from the security research community, Apple has also established a new category within the Apple Security Bounty Program to reward researchers who find lockdown mode bypasses and help improve its protections. Bounties are doubled for qualified findings in lockdown mode, up to a maximum of $2 million, proclaimed as the highest maximum bounty payout in the industry. I fully expect lockdown will be a tool I hope to never use, but will find reassurance knowing it's there. If you have a question about Apple products and its features, please reach out to me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutespodcast.com. We will be covering more information about operating system features in the coming weeks. Mac Minutes posts news and events with real-time updates on the Mac Minutes Facebook group, which is available for listeners to join for free, and there's no spam. We are active on social media, including Twitter and Facebook. Please follow us on Facebook by searching Mac Minutes Podcast. On Twitter, it's minutes_Mac. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for today. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Overcast, Chartable, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you again next week on the Mac Minutes Podcast. Be safe, be nice, and stay well. Thank you again for listening. Have a good weekend.